Listening to this Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time, to feel like you're living in a resort every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Brouhaha in Bentley over Muck Up Day, Fev. You'd be a big fan of Muck Up Day.
One of the great days.
Can't wait to. Our day was boring. We were told at our school we weren't allowed to do anything.
We just didn't.
Do your good girls there.
Just wore our school uniforms. And
got introduced to rocket fuel for the first time.
What do you mean?
It's when you put a lot of alcohol into the one drink.
Don't do it.
Yep, blew my head off.
Kids, don't try it at home.
I went to school assembly and read my psalms and then went to class.
And then I egged the principal and got banned from doing my exams at school. Had to do them in the city.
Yeah.
Good times.
School captain.
You're like two peas in a pod, you guys. I mean, you're so similar. It's quite scary.
Anyway, this is what's going down at Bentley. So they had their muck-up day, and there's a lot. The Herald Sun have reported that there's a big fallout because apparently they're alleging, and this is from complaints they've received, that up to 40 boys who turned up to school in dresses, so they were wearing the girls' dresses for year 12 for the last day, they were sent home and told to change. But girls who wore the boys' uniform, they weren't sent home.
Oh,
so everybody's crying out double standards. Now, I must point out, the Bentley Secondary College principal was contacted about this, and she, in fact, said not a single student has been disciplined or sent home right. for wearing a dress to school today.
How's it in the news then?
Well, I don't know. Oh. That's the thing. Well, somebody's gone and made a complaint to the Herald Sun. So let's just say we're not sure whether or not this happened, but that would be an incredible double standard.
Totally.
And this is the funny thing, because gender politics I find fascinating because, and as a girl, I'm prepared to say, I even think some of my sisters are a bit confused by this because I've got friends that are, you know, claim to be feminist.
Sister?
No, I'm doing
a collective term.
Ghetto sisters.
Oh, okay.
My sisters.
I thought you were trying to be cool. Yeah, cool.
I was just being cool.
Yeah, sweet.
So
I'll let you go.
I've got friends that would say they're feminists, they believe in gender equality, in pay equality, etc. But they will say to me when they come home from a date, the guy didn't pay, he didn't pull my chair out,
right.
I was cold, he didn't put his jacket around me.
Yeah. Why didn't he wolf whistle at me?
Yeah, and you start to go, hang on. There's just some double standards going on. And this even played out last night on Channel 7 on First Dates. There was a little bit of a moment between Eliza and Alistair. So Alistair suggested maybe they go halves. And then it got a little bit awkward on the date.
Well, I am actually happy to pay for this.
No, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive, black.
You're happy to pay for it?
Do that if you really want.
No, not at all. We'll go halves.
Ooh.
Eliza was a bit stunned that he asked her to chip in for the bill.
You know, muck-up days.
Oh, yeah.
They're like Mad Mondays. I wore a dress.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Mm. Ended up in front of the Herald Sun.
Oh, yeah. No, that one, I remember that. But you wore a dress, but you also wore a large male appendage.
Yes.
Okay.
That wasn't anything. That was just me.
Oh.
Zinger, there's your out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, no, we have. No,
okay.
With TV World. With old mate, what's his first date
Alistair?
Show? This stupid.
First
this
dates?
First dates.
I think it's quite popular.
No one's paying the bill.
Oh, because the producers are.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. No, they're trying to make it real. Alistair may well have paid.
None of them
for
are rocking up with their wallets.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think the point is that Eliza obviously wants a man that pays for her.
Hmm.
And I just think sometimes, and I feel for guys sometimes, I think we can be a bit confusing because I find that myself. I find, yeah, occasionally I like chivalry, but then I love being a strong, empowered woman. And it's a tough world to navigate, gender politics. So 131060, have you got a good example of double standards? Maybe, like these kids at Bentley, the boys are like, well, this is a double standard. I'm not allowed to wear a dress, but the girls are allowed to wear shorts.
Yeah, classic double standard.
Or maybe you've been in the dating world or even in the office. See, boys can get called on. I've got a mate and he works in an office with a lot of women and he was really shocked that when something happened outside, they needed someone to climb up a ladder and get something off the roof. They all expected him to go out.
At the bloke.
But he didn't want to climb up the ladder. But they're like, you know,
that's
Steve,
what men do.
Can you climb the ladder? And he's like, but why can't you?
Okay.
Double standards, guys. They're happening in our midst.
You want to say something, Feb, I can tell.
Grow a pair, is what you were going to say?
13, 10, 60 is the number. We'll come back to your calls.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Yeah, we're talking gender double standards. Yesterday, it was reported today that Bentley's secondary college for muck-up day sent home boys wearing dresses, but girls who had turned up in the boys' school uniform weren't sent home. Now, I must point out that Bentley Secondary College principal has denied that and said that not a single student was sent home for wearing a dress. But anyway, there's a brouhaha over it. Boys are claiming not fair, double standards. And we thought, okay, it's interesting, isn't it? Because we're all fighting for equality and we want equality, but sometimes double standards are slipping in, and then men definitely do fire up about girls been offended to ask to go halves on a date.
I'll ask you a question, Boss.
Okay, go for it.
Alex and I went for our first date at the casino for dinner.
Nice
seafood restaurant. And she paid.
Yeah, great. I pay for dates. No, nothing. I don't find anything wrong with it. She stayed with you. I've paid for boys' dates and they haven't necessarily worked out.
But there was a lot more issues than who paid for dinner. There were separate issues.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She shouted.
Tim in Melton. Hi, Tim.
How you going, guys?
Good, Tim. Have you got an example of a gender double standard that's existing?
When you go to a nightclub, especially like in summer or whatever, it's really hot. Guys have to wear dress pants and shoes and everything, where the women can wear shorts or thongs or whatever they want.
Oh, yeah. Good point, Tim.
100%. You
if
want to
girls
wear shorts?
Boys should be able to wear shorts.
A nice dress short, like if it was like well
not board
dressed.
Shorts,
and if you want to wear a strappy shoe or sandal, you should be able to wear a strappy sandal.
Hear, hear. Feb's not so sure.
I just think there might be a few.
You could wear a sequined Birkenstock.
But if you drop a glass and it cuts your foot.
Yeah, but girls.
But usually they're covered over.
Girls wear open toes. Mm. Boys are told not to wear open toes. You should try it. Let's go. Let's head down to Eve, and you can wear your.
Eve closed down about 3 years ago.
Eve has a bit of the clubbing scene for a while.
Fifi, Feb, and Byron.
You know, now Lonely Planet. I loved the Lonely Planet when I was a backpacker back when I was 20.
What's that? Neymar's or
no? The Lonely Planet book, the book of the travel guides. Whenever you go to a country,
no idea.
Lonely Planet's great. Gives you all the tips. It give all the things you need to know as a traveler in a foreign country. They have put together the top cities of 2018, and now the Lonely Planet are laughable in my eyes because of all the Australian cities in the top 10.
Tasmania.
Melbourne's not there.
What?
Sydney's not there.
What?
The Gold Coast isn't there. Perth's not there.
Come on.
Tassie's not there. Ready? In at number 3 on the top cities in the whole world.
Can you tell me one first? What's one?
Seville in Spain. Well paid.
Okay. Go to 3 now.
Okay, number 3. Canberra. That's the only Australian city in the top 10. Canberra.
The third. What is it? So what are they calling it? The third most what city?
The third top city.
What?
Just the top city.
Who are these people?
Well, they're Lonely Planet. They're quite reputable.
They've landed in Canberra, they've jumped in an Uber, and they've gone straight to Fishwick. That's the only way I can see how that's going to be
there
the number.
There is a film production aspect of Fishwick.
I now can't take Lonely Planet seriously. That is a bribe. That is nothing short of a bribe.
Like the politicians have gone.
And no offence, like Canberra is, do you know what Canberra is? And I know people laugh and make jokes about Canberra. Canberra is a city that is, it's a great city to have all our leaders in and to have Parliament House in. And that's really what the city's for. I know, but it's a functional city for parliamentary purposes. It's not a tourist city. They've even said here the great.
Well, they've got the War Memorial. That's a beautiful.
Yeah, but even that.
That's important for sure.
I've been there.
Okay, here we go. This is Lonely Planet's reasoning.
They've got that big.
National treasures are found almost around every corner. Who cares?
They've got that big thing that looks like the Eiffel Tower.
What?
What, just like a merry-go-round or something?
No, the thing that goes up like that.
Tower? Some sort of tower?
Are you talking about Parliament House?
Yes, that's that thing.
It's not memorable, whatever it is. It hasn't got a name, and I don't even know what you're doing.
Parliament House.
I think you're talking about the actual House of Parliament.
What about this? There are other reasons for this being one of the top cities to visit in Australia. It's got exciting new boutique precincts.
Yeah, Fishwick.
Chapel Street, Brunswick Street. I mean, every suburb in Melbourne is a boutique district. This is
there are good cafes in Pakenham, to be honest.
It's a good stopover, Byron.
And you know what?
On the way to Sydney, it's a good stopover.
It's just, whoa. But you know what? I know they're being bribed because I looked at the list.
Stop saying they're being bribed.
I'm sorry, it's a fact because, so in there, it's not a fact, by the way, this could become, I don't want to be sued by Lonely Planet.
Let's
I'm having a bit of a laugh.
On. We'll get DA on to talk about it.
Who's DA?
Daniel Andrews, your mate.
Well, he's just the Victorian Premier.
Yeah, what to do with it? People say, why?
Well, actually, I'm going to ask him why he didn't get Melbourne in this.
That's what I'm saying,
there's bribing going on, bribing.
Point, Fev.
But what about this? So in the top 10, okay, there's one American city
you're
there.
Passionate,
I am passionate because there's one American city there, okay?
Oklahoma.
Not what? Not New York.
That's as likely as Canberra.
Not New
That's
York.
Why I said it.
Not LA.
Chicago.
Not Boston. Not Chicago. In at number two, Detroit.
Detroit's the worst place
exactly.
ever.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, when I checked in at a hotel in Detroit, they had never heard, the person that checked me into the MGM in Detroit hadn't heard an Australian accent ever, and she'd worked at the hotel for 4 years. Had never heard an Australian even stay there.
Point proven.
All right.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Were you watching The Project last night, our very own Fifi Box, every Tuesday night on The Project? What a moment for you last night. What an impromptu, magical moment.
Well, here's the thing. You know, sometimes you've got a little party trick or something that you, it's your thing, and there's never an opportunity to break it out. And I just happen to know every word of the CNC Music Factory song, Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Sure.
And out of nowhere, Carrie brought a news story about how a guy in Canada got arrested and fined for singing a CNC Music song. And out of, I just went, hey, while we're talking about CNC Music Factory, check this out.
I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace, people thought, on the best can rock. Back to the door. Ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend appeared to me a visit. Say it's could be time dressed and all. I knew that I was faithful. She really didn't have the goal.
Now, I appreciate that is the project is a reputable current affair lifestyle show and probably didn't require that. But it was like I saw a window and this is what the thing is in life. When you get your moment, you've got to run with it.
Yep.
And 131060, we want to give you your chance to have your moment. So if there's something you're really good at and, you know, you're in the office or you're in the work site and you never get a chance to really show your talent.
This is it.
This is your chance. Break out your talent.
You should have just dropped the mic, walked straight out and said, breakfast radio, bitches.
Actually, Fev, I think you expressed a desire to go outside and call our show to have a moment. Did you still want to do that next?
No, I've just got towards one of our techs to just to put out all the screens and just put some highlights on. So everyone that sits down at their office is going to get me playing
Fox.
Footy.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
This is your moment. We can't find the intro at the moment, but I'll just keep doing it. Byron, that's funny. I'm just going to keep doing it. Thank you, Byron.
This is your moment. Oh. That's a golf clap.
That's a golf clap.
Hang on. You're having to go up my intro and you put together that golf clap. I could even do better in the studio.
Okay.
Here we
go.
This is a segment. We haven't done it for a while, but essentially last night.
This is your moment.
There you go. You're even nailing it. On The Project last night, I got the opportunity out of nowhere. Carrie mentioned CNC Music Factory. And I went, hey, while we're there, I know every lyric to the song Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Because you had to take that moment, Fifi. How often will CNC Music Factory ever get in the news again?
I don't think it'll ever be in the news again. Even if something happened to one of the stars, I don't know if anyone knows who's in that band.
Sure.
Never will it come up again. And I went, while we're here on national live television, I'm going to do it.
I was in the crib, sitting by the fireplace. People thought, come on, the best can rock. Back to the door. Ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend appeared to me a visit. Say it's could be time dressed and all. I knew that I was faithful. She really didn't have the goal.
It didn't even bother me that I felt like an idiot. And I sat there and went, why'd I do that?
I
know. You know
it.
What? It was a moment I got. And I think too rarely in life do you get offered these opportunities. And we're going to do it for you. So right now, if you're in your car, if you're in the office, if you're on the work site and you know something back to front and you want to display your talent, call us. Hey, Fev, did you want to say something?
Yeah, did Waleed laugh?
Yeah, he did. I think
there
he really
you go. He would have loved it.
That means it was a win.
Tess in Heidelberg. Hi, Tess.
Hello.
Tess, this is your moment. I just had another one. Tess, what have you got for us?
I'm going to rap the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air intro.
Oh, yeah, yes. You are. Okay, off you go.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good. started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and I'll go to Bel Air.
Oh, we're going to get another verse.
Hey, Tess. That was awesome, Tess. Unbelievable. And what a great show.
Yes.
Well done.
Solid ass. That was
good.
Tight from Tess.
See, and Tess has just been hanging on to that. Going, where am I going to use this again?
Well, where's the forum?
Breakfast Radio. You're on the Fox, Tess, singing. Brad from the Basin. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Brad, this is your moment. Do you remember when we used to have... Brad, do you remember when we used to have an intro for this segment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where we lost it.
Bad intro. It's gone
we've
missing.
Lost it.
Yeah, it's a missing.
We lost our audio engineer Jez, and I think he took everything with him.
Missing jingle.
Oh, Mitch has found it.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Brad, go for it.
All right. So basically, you know the milk ad that was on a few years ago.
Yeah.
Don't spill milk.
Where it's like, oh, just after a bottle of milk, thanks. And it's like low fat, no fat, full cream, high calcium, high protein, so light, omega 3, high protein with vitamin D, and folate, extra dollop.
Hey, nice. Wow. Brad, I have to ask, what made you, what was the impulse to learn that?
Look, I like to be a bit different. So I'm like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like, I'm learning that. So I did.
It was A2 milk, wasn't it, Boxy?
Should have been.
Had the purple cow on the back.
I'll have a
great
Big Mac, quarter pounder, fillet of fish and fries
two,
as well.
Two all beef patties with sausage and cheese
because I just want
a sesame seed bun.
Bang. Thanks, Brad. Rebecca in Croydon. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Beck.
How old are you, Beck?
I'm 15.
Honestly, Beck, you've probably at your age never had a moment like this. You're on Breakfast Radio. We're national too. We get podcasts all through the country. They're listening to us in the UK this morning.
Someone's international.
Shouted out from London. So, Beck, quite seriously, this is your moment. What are you going to perform?
I'm going to be singing Dead Girl Walking from the musical Heathers.
Don't even know it, but I'm really looking forward to it. Off
Do
you
it.
Go.
Books in my head, David's dead girl walking. No sleep tonight for you, better chug the Mountain Dew. Get your ass in gear, make this whole town disappear. Slap me, pull my hair, touch me there and there and there, but no more talking. Nothing ever walking.
Whoa!
Nice! Hey, wow. Beck, you know they've just started doing auditions for The Voice at the moment. Are you considering entering?
I've had people say that I should.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're joining that
I've
army.
I've had people say I shouldn't.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fev, I told you and I've been reluctant to explain what's going on with me, but I'm in a bit of pain at the moment and I'm very nervous and anxious because something is stuck in me and I can't get it out.
Sorry, it could be serious, but it didn't sound it.
No, I'm going to start crying because I'm really quite...
Is it a battery?
Okay, no. Ready? So it all started last night. When I'm on the project, the beautiful Nat in wardrobe, she often accessorises my outfit with earrings. Now, as you can see, I rarely wear earrings. I've got these earrings in at the moment.
I noticed you had earrings in. The last time you had earrings in, you couldn't get the back off.
Yeah, well, okay, this is even worse. So when I first saw these earrings, I went, well, they're fabulous. Now, to explain to everyone listening, they're like a long chain. And Nat explained to me, you sort of thread it through your ear. Mm-hmm. So it's like a silver gold chain, really thin, and I have threaded it through my ear. Anyway, got home last night and I thought I'll take the earrings out and my skin has already sort of grown over.
Oh, no.
I physically cannot move these earrings.
How did we do it last time?
Well, I can't remember what you did last time.
I got something, didn't I?
That Fev,
what's
I don't
that
know if you.
Stuff I've got the
I don't know, but why do you keep asking Fev? Surely there's someone more qualified.
131060. If anybody knows, boys, even if you wear these earrings, if anyone knows the earrings I'm talking about, they're like a gold chain, and
so
you.
Move.
Fev, I can't get that.
Oh
seat.
God, wow. It looks
I
like you're flossing.
I can't get that to move.
Look
I'm
at that.
You're flossing your. E-lube.
I know.
We'll put it up on our Instagram story if you don't mind, Fifi. I know it's a bit gross, but we need people to understand. Fifi, Fev, Byron.
But it's making me anxious because right now I feel like I need to go under a general and get a doctor to cut it out.
Right.
Because I'm anxious.
I think I used the hand sanitizer last time with a bit of tissue.
Ooh. Did you?
Yes, that's what I remember I used. I think that's what I did. We'll
don't
try
like
it.
That you
but
think.
You know what? That was the back of an earring.
Yeah, but what do you
think? This is like a threaded through. And the
yeah,
only
but that'll
thing...
burn through whatever's curried. We'll work it out.
Call us if you think you
second
know.
Second question, how does my skin grow so quickly over the ear hole?
That's gross what's happening there on your ear.
I've actually got...
It's actually gross.
It's stuck in there. And I don't know, because that's a beautiful gold earring, but Fev, I'm wondering if I need to get pliers and cut it.
Oh, that'd be a waste of
hey,
a lovely...
Let's cut your earlobe off, chopper style.
No!
Okay, 13, 10, 60. Fev's not helping.
Mel from Brunswick.
Yeah, I'm preparing.
Oh, we've already got a
solution.
Are you
there, Mel?
Here we go.
Yeah, hi, Fee.
Hi, Mel.
Don't stress. You just need to get a bit of olive oil and just put it on your ear and just and you'll be able to slip it through. I've got a pair.
Have you got these particular earrings?
I don't know the exact earrings you've got, but I've got a pair of thread through. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Fev's gone off mic and he's currently, what's
Fev's,
he doing there with
well,
the tissue?
He's massaging my earlobe with some hand sanitizer, which is stinging.
Ow.
No, okay. Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Don't do that. Let's take a song. We'll come back.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, what is about to happen in the studio, you can watch live on our Instagram. Go there right now, obviously, if it's safe and you're not driving a vehicle or whatever. Fifi, Fev, Byron on Instagram for a live Insta story of what is about to go down. Fifi, you've got a problem.
Yeah, so what happened? Last night I was on the project and the gorgeous Nat in wardrobe at Channel 10, she gave me these fabulous earrings to wear and I love them. They're so on trend. They're these. It's a long chain and you thread it through your ear. So I've essentially got like a gold necklace hanging through my ear. But for some reason,
I
my earlobes...
When I looked at you, I'm like, what's something's different.
I never wear earrings.
And they're hanging down, like part on a shoulder line. I'm like...
And I was lying in bed last night and I usually take my earrings out at night and I went, I can't thread it back through my ear. And then overnight, I must have like earlobes that grow over in a second
yeah.
because they're now actually stuck in there. And I
reckon
did...
she super glued them. Going, ha, ha, ha.
No, she's lovely. She wouldn't do that to me. That's what you do to me. but I did ask for any advice. If any girls have worn these earrings and know, and boys, oh, look, yeah, let's not discriminate. Guys might wear these earrings. If there's any advice as to how I can get these out because it's giving me a bit of anxiety. Jess in Mount Eliza. Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Oh, I've been better, Jess, because I've got earrings stuck in my ear.
You got some advice for her, Jess?
Yeah, Vaseline. I wear these all the time and I had the same problem. Mine just, even over just during the day, so you need a little bit of Vaseline and slowly kind of get your skin away from the chain and then slowly thread it back through.
Jess, I can't believe you wear that. You've put them in again because I'll never, ever put these back in my ear.
They're never going back in again.
So, Jess, is it something to do with the make or the make of the gold or what? Why do they get stuck?
I think it's to do with the actual chain because it's not a solid, you know, metal piece that goes through. So your skin starts to kind of grow
connect
over the chain.
Yeah.
Right, okay, Jess. Well, thanks. Look, we'll in the meantime, we'll go searching for some Vaseline. We don't have any right here with us. We're still watching this live on Instagram, Fifi Fev Byron, because we may end up having to perform some sort of procedure in here.
Stacey in Bayswater. Hi, Stace.
Hi.
Stace, how do I get... Ah! Fev just leant over to snatch it out.
Touch.
Byron,
Stace, how do I get these out of my ear?
I wouldn't say Vaseline. I'd use hydrogen peroxide. That'll work a lot better.
I've
just got some of that in the back pocket. Get that from?
So there's another suggestion from Stacey, hydrogen peroxide. So thank you, Stacey. But again,
doesn't
not
that
on hand.
Your hair blonde?
We'll go to Nicola in Glen Waverley.
No. What's he got? Hi, Nicola.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Nicola. Desperate to relieve my ears of these earrings that can't come out.
I had a similar problem and I needed surgery, so I think I'm going to try and help you here. I reckon you should cut the back of the earring really, really short.
Hang on, surgery?
And then just yank it out really, really quick.
So cut the back of the earring with some sort
of the back of the earring.
Pliers.
Those beautiful gold
Hang
earrings.
On, I've just got a call. Dr. Favola's here.
I'm a bit nervous. They're not my earrings.
Oh,
I've got to give them back to Channel 10.
I studied doctory.
Just for everyone listening, he has a pair of pliers and scissors that he's approaching me with.
We're
going to
perform this surgery. Do you want to perform it right now?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, we're live on Instagram. Fifi,
Fev,
Byron.
Be careful and watch out for the actual earlobe. Do not cut my skin. Do not cut my skin. Fev, you're too close. You're too close.
Okay, he's got the pliers.
Ow, no, that actually hurt. That actually hurt.
Part
whatever
of the
you
chain.
Did, whatever
pliers
you did
don't
hurt.
Work.
Now,
no. Fev, don't go too close to the skin. Honestly, that really
don't
hurt.
Touch it.
Oh,
close your eyes and think of Stephen.
No, don't.
That's not his name. Okay, now, Fev, he's cut the earring, a very expensive earring.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
He's cut probably 2/3 of the length of the chain off.
Oh, no, you need to cut more than that.
Which means you're actually pulling through less of the chain, if people understand.
Cut my skin.
The scissors are very close to her earlobe.
Oh, jeez.
Have we done an OH&S?
Okay, hang on. If I pull gently at the back.
Has that worked? No. We're live at Fifi for Byron.
No.
That's childish.
I still can't move it,
You still can't move it out. All right, we might just take
now,
a quick
what's
break.
What's happened now is I've just got a shorter earring in my ear.
Do the other side. Do the other side.
We haven't. Oh, so you know you're going to even them up so she's got two shorter earrings.
We might
okay,
as well.
He's ruined everything here. And now she's just wearing two short earrings.
They're still stuck.
That's a new look. That's a new look.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Hey, Febs, I'm fired. I'm a bit fired up, but I'm fired up because we only this morning were talking about how The Lonely Planet, the travel guide book, overlooked Melbourne as one of the top 10 cities in the world to visit and put in Canberra. Now I want to speak to Melbourne because this is our city. You know, I was going to say the three of us. Two of us were born here. Feb, you and I, Byron, you're a New South Welshman.
Melbourne
so
welcomes people from outside of Melbourne. That's what makes it cosmopolitan. You welcome the Sydney siders.
Feb and I, born and bred, we love our city.
It's
we're
a better
passionate
city, Melbourne,
about
than
our
Sydney.
City.
Much better.
And we believe that our city is better than this. And I am going to refer to O-Bikes. Now, don't want to come across like a mum or a school mum, but Melbourne, come on, we're better than this. I mean, this bike share scheme, O-Bike, it's been around now for a few months. And there was a bit of, you know, everyone was having a laugh in the early days, people just dumping them, the occasional bike being tossed in the river. It's now an actual thing. Like these bikes, they're like dragging hundreds of them out of the Yarra River. Yep. People are putting them on top of buildings. There's graffiti artwork.
They're making collages of them.
Vandalism is now being celebrated. And I just have to say this. This is so embarrassing because this system of bike sharing is happening all over the world and particularly in Europe and it's doing well.
Do you want me to give you some stats?
Yeah, why not? What stats have you got handy?
Bruce McAvaney over here.
So Melbourne, this is me. I'm a bogan. Let's stop being bogans.
Yeah, where's your stat?
Where are your stats?
10% Melbourne-wide bikes are being vandalised.
10% of
total around
bikes?
The world. 1%.
There we go. Brilliant.
1%. Why do we have to be so boganish?
Yeah, and you know,
just if it was your bike, you'd be putting it away. You'd be doing. Just don't dump it. Don't dump it on the street with the helmets. Leave the helmet for someone else to use. Let's get real and appreciate what we've got because they're a beautiful thing. Some people don't have cars. They want to use these bikes.
Exactly.
Less cars on the road, less pollution.
Great.
Just embrace it and don't be bloody bogans, Melbourne. Come on.
But also just...
That's as serious I'll ever get.
Yeah,
I love it because I was being all mum and then you came in all dad. We're like the mum and dad of Melbourne at the moment.
That's
going,
what we
kids,
do.
You've had your fun. Now respect the bikes. I mean, I've even been over in Europe. I went to Vienna a few years ago and I rode my bike around there and it was like the sound of music.
Beautiful.
Just singing and everyone just put their bikes back where they found them. And I just feel this is an embarrassment on our city. We're not vandals. We're good people. We respect property. Now, come on.
And it's bloody here.
Stop chucking them in the river.
It's $1 billion business. $1 billion that business is worth. Mm. And they're bringing more out. A different company's coming out.
All right.
Yeah. That's respect.
Doesn't
respect.
Help there.
27 past 8 on the Fox. Yeah, that last bit.
Why? It is. It's $1 billion business.
Sort of, they're making too much money.
And people probably make people want to trash even more bikes.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Oh, here we go. This is one of our favourite parts of the show. You ready for your jingle, Brendan?
Yep.
Here we go.
Here are the stories of the Fevolution. No, they're some stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
We've just got so many, Fief, that we just archive them and put them in this Stories of the Fevolution segment. And today's is even topical.
It is topical, Byron, and I've never done so many Stories of the Fevolution. This is the fourth in about 8 days because I miss Dave's voice, so I just like hearing his little jingle.
It's a brilliant vocal take.
That's a brilliant little jingle. Geelong Cup Day. I sat on the beanbags out there, the air sacks. We got in here very early this morning, and I had a look at the paper, and it goes, Geelong Cup Day. And it took me back to 15 years ago. Ooh. 2002, went down to the Geelong Cup with a couple of boys. Mm-hmm. We drove down. Someone drove. Silly boy. He was designated Dave. And anyway, we went to the Geelong Cup and we had a bet. And I did my nuts. Got on the froths.
What does did your nuts mean?
Yeah, just
blew all your cash?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay.
That's what you do when you're at the races.
Do you Because
we're not training at the moment. So it's this time of year, the boys are either overseas or they're going to all the spring carnival events. So it's the first time I'd ever gone. And the guy I went with, Simon Fletcher, used to play for Geelong. So he's like, the Geelong Cup's a great day. We'll get down there. We've got a big marquee. Mm. Everything's on. Put on. You have to buy a ticket. This is grouse. Went down there and we're having a good day. And then we're on our way home. And Fletch goes, I want to get a tattoo. I've been meaning to get this tattoo. I want to put it on my back, blah, blah, blah.
What of?
He got like a, it was like a symbol. It was like a, he's a surfer. He's the surfy dude. He's very in spiritual sort of style. Yeah. And we lived together for a long time, Fletch and I. He was in my wedding party.
Mm.
Good man, good man. He does a lot of leading team stuff now. Worked at the Gold Coast anyway, not part of the story.
Good resume though, very impressive.
We went down to Union Road. There was a tattooist there. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I'm just petrified of needles. I'm like, I can't get a blood test. I pass out still now. Petrified.
Yeah.
He goes, big fella, you get one with me. We'll get one together. No, not getting a tattoo. Don't think, pointless, unless you're getting something that's meaningful. He goes, just get one, mate. Grow a set of them, pretty much. So I paced up and down for 3 hours while he got his tat done, and I picked this tat on my arm.
What?
This crap tat that I've got here.
Is that?
It's barbed wire. It's stupid. And it's I'd had a few drinks, so and I've never had more pain. And when I was getting it done, I had a tennis ball in my mouth, biting it.
Ah.
And the guy goes, oh, not a bad tap for your first time, because this is the most painful part of your body, because there's a lot of loose skin under there.
Below the tricep there.
Oh, you've got your few taps.
No, but I know where you're pointing, and it's very sensitive.
And I literally bawled my eyes out.
Oh, no.
And have regretted it every day since.
Can I be honest? It's not that bad.
Oh,
I don't mind
bad.
That tat.
I don't like it one bit. So that was Geelong Cup Day. 2002.
Your very first tat. I actually like that tat. I mean, the massive Deer Park Premiership tat.
But no one can see that.
Yeah, but let's be honest. I mean,
but that meant something.
Okay.
I won a flag with a team of mates.
Just a
I got this stupid tat because I was forced into it. And I go, oh, just give me that one. You know what that is? Boom. Here they are, the stories of the family.
Can we just put you on a public record? I don't want to put you on the spot, but Melton South Panthers.
Yeah, we didn't win, mate.
No, but should they win in the future, and you're still obviously part of the management, the coaching.
Where would you put it?
Would you get that one done as well? Put a Melton South one somewhere?
If we won the flag, I would, yes.
Okay, good. Where's left?
Next to the Yarrawonga Pigeons.
No, well, they're the same colours, so I couldn't do that. I'll probably get it smack bang in the middle of the other two.
Oh, dear me. No room there.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yesterday, I had a little experiment. I decided, someone pointed out to me I hadn't tweeted for a year. And I decided of all the mouths I feed, including my beautiful 4-year-old daughter, Trixie, I have a couple of others.
This show,
Instagram's my home. I love Insta. That's where I hang out. I consider it like a photo album, just photos I take and I go, I'd just love to post that. And Twitter, which I was mad keen on about 5 or 6 years ago, I neglected. And I thought, no, you know what? For 24 hours, I'm going to give this a red hot go. I'm going to try to be on Twitter. And I say try because I reckon 2 hours in, I forgot about my experiment.
Well, Byron, I'm not sure if you're all over the tweet yesterday, but she come back with a bang. I'm back, bitches.
That was huge.
Got a lot of likes, 424.
That wasn't Feast Words, by the way. That was someone who suggested she types that, and then she sort of reluctantly typed it, then regretted it.
The number of people who said to me yesterday, hey, your Twitter's been hacked, as if I would ever say I'm back, bitches.
And I've written a few comments around all your tweets.
Oh, so you're reading the comments?
That was a great comeback to her 2K-plus peeps.
Yeah, brilliant work.
Great comeback.
Excellent.
Then you went
plus,
into
185,
which was a great tweet. My view at work at the moment, which was me, love looking at that every day, so you nailed that. Then you wrote, yes, I am this boring. Nailed it.
what was that? Just a tweet? Yes, I'm this boring.
Yes, I'm this boring.
Because I had nothing to say.
Then she wrote.
The pressure to
was
write
that,
something.
So that wasn't a reply to someone. That was just a tweet that said, "Yes, I am this boring."
Yes, and then she wrote. 19 hours ago, just finished lunch. All-time favourite for the day. That was
just finished lunch.
Just finished lunch.
Did that get even a favourite?
Yeah, I got 36 likes.
I got 36 likes.
Who's liking that tweet?
And my all-time favourite for the day was. Mm. Just finished on the loo at Channel 10.
No, I didn't.
Think Brickmore was in here before me.
No, I said no.
See you later.
That's anyway, an unfortunate one.
I gave it a shot. Look, I'll be intermittent. I can't commit to Twitter.
That was a deleted tweet.
I've committed to Insta, and I will dabble with my tweets every now and then.
Can't believe you posted
surprise
that
you.
Carry toilet
I
one.
I didn't.
That's not fair.
Anyway.
I said I've totally forgotten I was supposed to be tweeting. That's what I put.
There it is.
You wrote that.
At Fifi _box is Fife's personal Twitter. Beefavola25.
Yeah, don't worry about following me. I've got nothing interesting to say.
I just
retweet American sport, say a little bit here and there. Mm. Did get in trouble a few times for hammering a few people, but... Hey, the key is
you need to get
don't
off
have
Twitter,
to worry
actually.
About this. When you've had a few froffies, do not tweet.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could holiday every day. A championship golf course, pool, tennis courts, a bar and more. All in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au